Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. All of you have seen a lot in your lifetimes. Some of you, of course, more than others, but we've all seen a lot. All of us have. Maybe you've heard somebody say before, I've seen just about everything, right? Well, maybe that's a stretch, but we have seen a lot. So we've seen all kinds of weather, right? We've seen bitter cold. We've seen scorching heat. We've seen snow and rain and storms and wind and hail and tornadoes and hurricanes. We've seen all kinds of land, all kinds of country. We've seen oceans. We've seen desert sand, snow-capped mountains, dense forests. We've seen all kinds of times, times of peace and prosperity, times of war and poverty, good times, bad times, happy times, sad times. When you think back over your life, however many years God has given you, your eyes have seen a lot of things. A lot. Some of you older ones seen a lot more than some of us. Some of you younger ones have a lot more to see. And yet, there's something this morning that Jesus tells all of us that we will never see. Never, ever, ever. Of all the things we've seen in our lifetimes, of all the things that we may yet see, there is one thing that for those of us who believe in Jesus Christ and have been baptized into his name, there is one thing that you will never, ever, ever see. Death. You will never see death. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. But wait a minute, you say, this can't be right. I've seen death. I've seen cemeteries. I've been there at the cemetery. I've seen the caskets lowered into the ground. I've been at funerals. I've been at wakes. I've been maybe by bedsides of your family or friends. Sure, we've seen death. Well, yes, you've seen all of that stuff of death from the outside. But those who believe in Jesus will never truly see, emphasis on see, death. We will never experience it. We will never taste it, as the Jews say. When he says we'll never see it, they say, how can you say you'll never taste it? We will never see it, taste it, or experience it. Because when we, and anyone else who believes in Jesus Christ, when we close our eyes to this life, we simply open our eyes to the life to come. We never experience death. Yes, we may experience the pangs of death, as Scripture calls it, the suffering of death. And that can be incredibly difficult and heart-wrenching, but we will never see death itself. We go from life to life. So Jesus says, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Now, I don't know if that catches you off guard, but it caught them off guard. Okay, that day when Jesus said it, they go crazy. And they say, what are you talking about? They say, now we know you've got a demon. Now we know you're crazy. You're just a lunatic talking about this stuff, right? You must be. And they say, after all, even Abraham, even our father Abraham, he even died. So come on. Oh, are you greater than Abraham, they say? Are you greater than all the prophets? They all died too. But Jesus says that if someone keeps his word, they won't see death, right? Who does Jesus think he is, they ask him. He thinks he's greater than Abraham. He's crazy. He's a lunatic. He's got a demon. He's a Samaritan. Now let's think about this a minute. Obviously, they were right. Abraham died, unless any of you have met Abraham. I think he's pretty dead, right? So they're right, and obviously all the prophets died. No one's really disputing that. But did Abraham see death? Did he see it? Did he experience it? Did he taste it? What about Isaiah? What about Jeremiah? Did they see death? Or did they, in fact, go from life to life? Did they, in fact, receive eternal life and never truly die? Are their souls not, in fact, already with God in heaven? A great time that helps to think about this is the transfiguration of Jesus. And you might remember when Jesus was on top of the mountain and he shone in all his glory for three of his disciples were there. Who shows up with him? Moses and Elijah. And we kind of don't give it that much thought, but think about that. Where did they come from? You know, were they dead? Did they rise out of their their caskets and come stand by Jesus? No, they were living. Moses and Elijah were living in glory. Okay? They weren't dead. They never tasted or saw death. They lived. Or what about the story of Lazarus and the rich man? You might remember that. They both die, Lazarus and the rich man do. And Jesus says that the angels come down and take Lazarus, his soul, up to heaven. And who does he see when he gets there? Abraham. So, yes, Abraham is living. He's not dead. So at this point in the conversation, I imagine that Jesus must have smiled a little bit, right? Kind of laughed to himself, maybe a little smirk, because they're all yelling at him about, Abraham's dead, Abraham's dead, the prophets are dead. And yet Jesus knows, no, I've seen them. I know them personally. I was with them in heaven. They're not dead, they're living. And so Jesus says, Abraham rejoiced that he would see my day. And he saw it and was glad. Jesus knows Abraham, okay? He definitely knows Abraham's not dead. He didn't see death. So let's talk about Abraham then a little bit. We hear about him today in Genesis chapter 22. Paul read us about when God tests Abraham, tells him to take his only son Isaac up to this mountain and sacrifice him there to kill his son. Now we look at this thing, and the whole thing to us is just hard to stomach. How could God ever tell someone to kill their own son, right? That's the way we look at it. We think this is just complete ludicrous. Why would God ever test somebody this way? But that's not how Abraham saw it. And the author of Hebrews clues us in on this. Abraham didn't see death. Okay, when God told Abraham, take your son, your only son Isaac, up on top of the mountain and offer him as a burnt offering, Abraham didn't see death. He saw God's word. And he knows that God's word is always life. And so in the book of Hebrews, it says that Abraham believed that even if he killed his son, that God would be able to raise him back to life. See, Abraham didn't see it the way we do. He didn't see death. He saw life. He saw God. He knows that God is the God of the living, not the God of the dead. So he takes his son Isaac up there, probably very much not understanding it, and probably very heart-wrenched about the whole thing, heartbroken by it, but he trusts God's word. He knows God is a God of life. So he takes his only son up there and trusts that God will take care of it. And God did, right? That day God rescued Isaac from death, provided this ram as a substitute sacrifice. Well, that story there, Genesis 22, Abraham and his son, that is the story of our life. Because God took his own son to Mount Calvary, and in that time, he actually gave him up. He didn't provide a substitute sacrifice for his own son like he did for Isaac. He gave his son to die and taste death and see death for us. So on Good Friday, on the cross, 3:00 in the afternoon, Jesus bowed his head, gave up his spirit, and saw death. That's why he can tell you this. That's why he can say, if anyone keeps my word, you will never see death, because he saw it and he tasted it. And he was that once for all sacrifice. And that's why we have our epistle reading today from Hebrews. It talks about how Jesus, the great high priest, goes into the heavenly temple, the heavenly tabernacle, and offers his own blood before the Father for us and says, here's the sacrifice, so that those who believe in me will never die. That's the sacrifice that Jesus has given us. That's the promise he gives us now. And on Easter morning, of course, he rose so that we know God has accepted his sacrifice and we also will never see death. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever keeps my word will never see death. I think this gives us an opportunity too, because we don't talk about it that much. It gives us an opportunity this morning to talk about what happens when a Christian dies. We all need to think about this. We all need to know exactly what God's word tells us. On Good Friday, at just before 3:00 in the afternoon, as Jesus was on the cross, you remember there was a criminal next to him. One of the criminals was yelling at him, railing at him, didn't believe in him, but the other criminal believed, and he said, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And you probably remember what Jesus said to him. Today, you will be with me in paradise. That is the hope that we have. When that criminal closed his eyes in death, he never saw death. He opened his eyes to life everlasting. When a Christian dies, his soul, or her soul, his or her soul, goes to be with Jesus. We hear about it. And remember, I brought up that story of Lazarus and the rich man. God sends his angels down to carry our soul to himself in heaven. We don't become angels. That's, of course, a common misunderstanding we all make. But you understand, if we became angels, that would be like a demotion. God has raised mankind even above the angels. He sent his own son to become a man. So Scripture never talks us about us becoming angels, but what they say is that our soul, our spirit, is carried by the angels to be with our Lord in heaven. Our bodies, of course, no. Our bodies rest in the ground, waiting for that final day when soul and body will be reunited again. So on that day, your body, whether it's in a casket somewhere in a cemetery, or whether your body is ashes, or whether your body is somewhere we don't even know, lost somewhere, it doesn't matter. God will raise your body from death and reunite it with your soul. And Paul says we will be incorruptible, immortal, just as you remember on Easter morning as Jesus was after he rose from the dead. And that's why he can give this promise that as Christians, we will never see death. Yes, your body will die, and yes, your body will be buried, and yes, your body will rest in the ground, but we will never see death because our souls will immediately be with Jesus. And on the last day, he will raise our bodies up again, so we will be forever with him in the new heavens and new earth. So if we keep Jesus' word, this is his promise. Anyone keeps my word, will never see death. This is our hope. This is our future. Now, notice in the gospel reading, though, this one little warning that I would be remiss if I didn't mention. In the gospel reading, Jesus makes it clear that either you keep his word and you believe it and you have life, or on the other hand, you're left with the devil's word, and that only leads to death. Jesus really does, in the gospel reading, draw a line in the sand. The devil's word is a word of death. He is a liar, and he's been a murderer from the beginning. Remember, Adam and Eve would have lived forever if he had not come in and murdered them with his lies. So death is never God's work. It is always the work of the devil. And he lies constantly about death to keep us from believing Jesus' word about life. So beware of his lies. Okay, there's very much a warning in the gospel reading. If anyone believes Jesus' word, yes, he will never see death. But if you believe the devil's word, you have death. The devil loves to kill. He loves war. He loves hatred. He loves anger. And that's why at the end of the gospel reading, what do? They all pick up stones to kill Jesus. Because that's what the devil wants. That's where the world's evils come from. That's where death comes from. But we have a word of life, okay? Death is the devil's business, but God's business is life. Our business is life because our God is the God of the living. Abraham is not dead. He is living, and so will we live. Isaac is not dead. He is living, and so will we live. Jesus is not dead. He is risen and lives, and so will we live. Our loved ones who have died in Jesus are not dead. They are living, and so we will live. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he will never see death. Never, ever, ever. That is Jesus' promise to you. From life to life. In Jesus' name, amen. The peace of God which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.